Andrew Zellman, publisher of Cleveland Scene Magazine. He joins the show every single Friday as we check the Cleveland scene with him. But first, Andrew Zellman, you've got big news in the Zellman household.
Baby boy was born 7:14 at night on Wednesday.
Congratulations. Are we sharing baby's name?
Yeah, Ethan Jack Zellman.
Oh, welcome to the world, Ethan Jack. And how's mom doing and big brother?
She's doing really well. He's doing good too. This one was a lot smoother and faster and way better than with Grant with the first one. So all good. And they get to come home, I think, at like 11 o'clock this morning.
Oh, that's good. Good. And then no sleep for a year. So
oh, I know. I'm ready. At least I have the baseball playoffs to watch and stay up late for a while. So I'll have something to do.
There you go.
Lots of sports this weekend. I tell you what. Well,
absolutely.
Congratulations, Andrew, to you and the family. Man,
that's
a big, big deal. Love having you on the air as always. So I tell you what, anything involving bacon, we need to talk about. And it's back, the East Bank Bacon Festival.
Yeah, definitely. So the East Bank Bacon Festival is coming back. This is the second year, obviously, in the East Bank of the Flats. It kicks off at noon tomorrow on Saturday and goes until 10 o'clock at night. There will be live music throughout the day. The proceeds of the event go to the Hunger Network of Greater Cleveland, and it's really a spectacular event. There is a bacon-infused menu, so every restaurant that participates does some kind of a bacon dish. The food will be paired with craft beer, and there will be live music as well. And for entertainment and a list of participating food vendors, people can check out the East Bank Bacon Festival Facebook page.
How about the Poisonberry Bakery on Larchmere? It's going to close after the holidays?
Yeah, this is some sad news. So Poisonberry Bakery, which has been open on Larchmere for the last couple of years, which is actually a vegan bake shop, they announced this past week that they will be closing after the holidays. They said that things have gotten better for them business-wise, but it just isn't sustainable to keep going where they've been at. So some sad news for them. They hope to keep it open much longer, but they weren't able to. They have a vegan and non-vegan clientele. They've really enjoyed being at Larchmere, so people should go check them out before they close at the holiday time this year.
Well, and if you're not going to the East Bank Bacon Festival this weekend, you could head to Chagrin. The Chagrin Documentary Film Festival is going on.
Definitely. Chagrin Falls Documentary Film Festival. It actually opened up on Wednesday, but it goes until Sunday. They'll feature 89 films from 31 countries, and tickets are $20. There's 18 movies with local ties there. So really, it's a great film festival that maybe people don't know as much about, and people should definitely check it out at the Chagrin Valley Little Theater, 40 River Street in Chagrin Falls.
So if people want to find out times or where to go for these events and everything you talked about, where do they go?
CleveScene.com or Cleveland Scene on social media.